We're joined today by Colleen Waltz from the United Way of Greater Lorain County, and they've got the special event coming up, Night at the Bee. It's their signature event. It's coming up on Friday, April 19th. And Colleen, it's at a new location this year, right?
It is. Yeah, it is at a new location. We're going to switch it up a little bit. So yeah, like you said, it's Friday, April 19th. It's going to be at Lorain County Community College at the Spitzer Conference Center. Very excited to be there. We've held other events at United Way there. And yeah, we're excited to see how it goes and hope all the folks in the community come out and welcome.
I remember when it was originally just sort of Spellebrate. It was kind of like a spelling bee for adults, kind of a thing like that. But it's branched off a number of years ago to include some other things. Talk about some of the different areas of competition that your teams will be competing in.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're exactly right. Pre-pandemic, it was solely a spelling bee. So it was just folks in the community would have teams of four and they would compete in a spelling bee challenge. You know, since the pandemic, we noticed that folks wanted to actually do more than just a spelling bee. So we opened it up during the pandemic when we were doing this virtually as an event. And we now have a history, STEM, and an art Pictionary bee. So history is more like, you know, trivia, what you would learn at an eighth grade level. We have STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, mathematics. So this is kind of the are you smarter than a fifth grader, STEM, you know, history, things there. And then we have the art, which is solely a Pictionary bee. So these are really common things that kids are learning in our school system. So we tried to bring it all in-house over those four categories.
And it brings different people involved because, you know, there's always a smart guy, somebody who has interesting facts that don't mean anything to anybody except in a contest like this. Mm-hmm. And then there's somebody who can kind of creatively draw or they have some sort of symbiosis with the people. They draw a line and everybody can guess what they are, but it's all kind of part of the team. Who makes up these teams? Where do these teams come from?
Yeah, they're really from the community. You know, we have our community collaboratives that are involved in this. So we power 10 community collaborators in the community. So we have several involved. The overall winner last year was actually our Ready, Set, Go community collaborative with the Queen Bees. So they won our $1,000 cash prize. But we also get a lot of, you know, community members. We get folks that just, you know, see it in the paper or hear it on the radio, things like that. And they want to put a four-person team together. A lot of our corporate partners and sponsors will get together and put some colleagues on their team. So it's really the full gamut. We have folks that are involved in our work at United Way that want to put a fun team together. We have lay population folks, school system people that go together and do a group. It's really just a fun night out. And it's a really great way to have your colleagues come together, play in this really fun competition. So yeah, we get all walks of life that come to this event.
Now that's the night of the 19th, again, over at Lorain County Community College. You've got that, but there's sort of preliminary rounds going on.
There is.
And talk a little bit about getting that. So you're still looking for teams to participate?
We are, yes. So we currently have our preliminaries, which is scheduled via Zoom. So that is one of the stipulations. If you want to register a team, you'd have to do a one-time Zoom call with only your team on the call. So we tally actually every individual score that you get. The four top teams in each of those categories, so the spelling, history, STEM, and art, will advance to the semifinal and final competition, and that is held in person on April 19th.
So those individual teams sort of compete for, as you say, preliminary rounds, but their scores are going up against it, but at that time, it's just that one team competing.
Okay. Correct. Right now, we have about 18 teams that are currently registered, and so only four will advance in each category. So all to say, you could advance on your team in two different categories, or all four categories, or none. You're still welcome to come to the event. Your registration involves the drink ticket and the buffet dinner at the event too. And there's still a lot of prizes and live things happening at the event itself. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It is $200 to register your team, which is $50 a person. Very reasonable. It includes your event ticket. So whether you advance or not, you're still welcome to come out and join us, root on the teams that are competing and compete in the raffle prizes. But you can also go online. All of the preliminary rounds are going to be scheduled from March 24th through April 7th. So it's a few weeks before the actual live in-person event. So yeah, you can reach out to us at United Way anytime. We'd be happy to give more details. But you're right. There is a virtual preliminary round that is scheduled with your team. And then the final and semifinals are in person.
All right. Again, uwlorainecounty.org is a good place to go to get a lot of different information as well. You'll see all the links for the Night at the Bee. Again, it's over at Lorain County Community College coming up on Friday, April 19th. And again, there's spelling, which I get to be part of as well, for that's a fun event. There's the History Bee. There's also the STEM Bee, Art Bee, as well with the kind of Pictionary theme. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great event. It's kind of grown over years. And fun part I always like is the team names and the sort of the costumes.
Yes.
I guess it's not necessary, but everybody has their own way of expressing their team.
Yeah.
It makes for a fun
and
event.
And it's not a foo-foo event. This isn't like a gala. It's not a high-end event. This is a fun time out with friends. The first drink is on United Way. We have a drink ticket that you can get when you register. We have a silent auction. We have raffle prizes. We have a honeypot 50-50 raffle. It's a fun, lighthearted event. All of the proceeds are going to our education initiatives that we have throughout the county. So helping our preschoolers in the school systems and also with our middle school success program. So it's all for a good cause, whether you make it on or not. We welcome folks to come out and just root on the teams.
Talking this morning with Colleen Waltz from United Way of Greater Lorain County. Let's talk about the tax prep. We are kind of in that season. It's almost coming to them. Well, I guess you'll be done with your taxes by the time the bee comes around.
We'll
but
be fresh out of it.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now with tax prep. Talk about that and how you're helping the keep money in the county and in the pockets of those individuals.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bruce. So that's exactly what the program is. So we offer free tax preparation services to folks that make less than $60,000 household income a year. To be candid with you, a lot of the folks that take advantage of the program that we offer make around $25,000 a year. So as you can imagine, for families living on that type of income, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and they could really use the hard-earned dollars that they have in refunds and available credits to keep in their pockets. So, you know, we are not competing with any of our paid preparers in the community. This is really for folks that have simple returns. There are several things that are out of scope of this program for us that, you know, we are able to triage and make sure we can, you know, help the folks that could really use it. We complete probably around 1,800 tax returns every year. And like you said, we are right on par to do that again this year. We're about halfway through the season right now. So if anyone, if this message resonates with them, they can pick up the phone and call 211. That is going to be our scheduling service. These appointments do fill up rather quickly. So I would encourage folks that are listening to this that do need to get their state and federal taxes completed, please call 211 as soon as you can to get an available appointment. We do them at different locations throughout the county. So not only at our United Way offices in downtown Lorain. We're also at Elyria Public Library. We've done some things with Oberlin Community Services, so pop-ups at different areas throughout the county, and 211 is going to give you all the available information for locations to do that.
Right. And you got a solid group of tax preparers, mm-hmm. right, that went through the training and are part of this to help out.
Yeah, it's all IRS certified. So a lot of United Ways nationwide do take part of this program. So it's not necessarily just us, but it's absolutely IRS trained, certified, volunteer-based program. So these are folks that are giving their time to go through that rigorous training to be able to make sure that they are giving you all of the deductions, credits, all the available tax information that we have at our fingertips. So,
Again, UWLorainCounty.org, good place to get information on there. Follow them on Facebook as well. You mentioned 211. Let's just touch briefly on that and the importance of that as a number, as a site, mm-hmm. what that really can do for people in the community.
211, I feel like, is probably the most underutilized program. I feel like we power at United Way. And you know what it is? It's a free community-based resource. It's an information and referral hotline number available 24 hours a day. So we've all heard of the number 911. Obviously, you call that for crime intervention, medical attention, support services. 211 is our human and health service hotline. So these are folks that, you know, need help with affordable housing. They need help with utility assistance, transportation, any sort of human and health service issue, you're going to want to call 211. There are live representatives that sit on those phone lines 24 hours a day that can listen, validate your journey, and get you connected to available resources in your time of need. So I always tell people, if you don't know who to turn to or you don't know where to go to get help, you're going to want to pick up the phone and call 211 because they have all of the resources available in our community and nationwide and at their fingertips. So it's one of those services that, again, so many people don't know about it, and it's available. The other really cool thing about 211 is not only can you pick up the phone and call, but we have a text service now. So if you have students that are in the school systems that need support, or you're maybe, sadly, we have a lot of folks that are in domestic violence situations that physically can't speak to a representative on the phone, but they still need to get resources and services, they can text with our call center representatives now. How you would get connected to that is by texting your zip code to 898211, and that helps our call center representatives triangulate the nearest service to you in a time of need. And so, you can call, you can text, you can also go online because we have a free database on our website. So if you go to the Get Help tab on our UW Lorain County website, you can have all of those database information services available to you too.
Look, I remember when 211 was a notebook that they would send out. It was almost like a binder that some organizations would have. It was kind of like the beginning of that sort of thing, a sort mm-hmm. of a location. So you obviously, technology allows you to change the way you do it, and then it allows you to reach those people who use that technology. More people probably would rather text than maybe make a phone call.
Absolutely.
So it just being able to get out there and reach the people. And that's the key, what you have to do, right?
That's absolutely it. You don't have to struggle in silence. We know that the needs are just so multifaceted in this community. People need help. They need support. Food costs are rising. Housing is a huge epidemic, not only in our community, but nationwide. You know, job resources, transportation, childcare, job, you know, employment services, all of it. You know, it's just so compacted. And the really cool thing about 211 is not only is it just one need, it's a multifaceted need. So in one simple phone call, one simple text, chat, you can get all your services and needs met in that simple conversation. And it also is bilingual too. So if English is not your primary spoken language, you can certainly pick up the phone and call. We contract with the Spanish speaking agency that'll be able to help folks that, you know, don't necessarily speak English.
That's great, because then they can really understand the heart of the matter, so to speak.
Yep.
And they can get the information. It's good to know the compassionate people that are at the other end of that line to help out. Again, United Way Lorain County has lots of things going on, including the big Night at the Bee coming up on Friday, April 19th. You can again find out more about all the things we've talked about today, uwlorainecounty.org, with a lot of great information. Colleen Waltz with United Way, thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you for having me. Great to see you.